everybody. Welcome back to Bottom Line IT. Mike and Eric in the studio. We're glad that you're listening, whether it be in the great state of Michigan or anywhere around the planet. We're just happy to have you with us. We talk about technology and trends in technology and what it means for your business. And there's a trend underway right now, Eric, that's going to have an impact on all of us, business and consumer. We've talked about this on the show before, but I thought we'd revisit it a little bit because there was a development recently by some of the large tech companies. And what I'm talking about is net neutrality. Net neutrality is the concept that ISPs like Verizon and AT&T would be prohibited from giving preferential treatment to certain web traffic. So prior to the implementation of net neutrality under President Obama, they would throttle, for example, Netflix traffic. They would make it slower.
Right.
And they would say to Netflix, if you want it faster, you pay us a little more money.
Yeah. In favor of business traffic, right?
Yeah,
instead
right.
of, yeah.
And net neutrality said, you can't do that. You've got to treat everybody the same. And tech companies are in favor of net neutrality because of the fact that most of them came from just really good ideas. And a lot of the tech leaders would say, look, if you prohibit the small guy from having equal bandwidth,
competition, yeah,
then his great idea may never get out there because it'll be too slow.
You can't afford, you know, the bandwidth payment you'd have to make to Comcast or Time Warner or whomever.
So, you know, the FCC chair, Ajit Pai, I can never pronounce the man's name, Ajit Pai, I think is what.
Yeah.
P-A-I, but he's the chairman of the FCC under President Trump, is announced that he wants to scrap the net neutrality protections installed in 2015, and he wants to go back to the days of letting the ISPs do what they want to do. And the tech industry, by and large, is rallying against this. And they had what they called a call to action day where all the big tech giants on their websites tried to graphically show people what it will be like if he is successful. So, for example, on Amazon, if you launch the Amazon screen, they had a very slow loading front end that said, you know, get used to this because when net neutrality is killed, this is what your web experience will be like. Other tech giants had, a thing that would come up on the screen and it would say, we'd like to deliver your content if you increase your monthly bandwidth price to your ISP.
Yeah.
And so they all kind of got together and did this as a form of protest.
Well, and there's been hearings, and that's been going on for a long time this year. And it's been really interesting to me because I kind of have a bone to pick with some of these folks, your Comcast and AT&T, because you see tweets from these companies and they're like standing in solidarity with net neutrality. But then they spend the most money lobbying against that.
Yeah.
So they have this big PR push one way, and then the other way is, hey, we're going to be fine, if not better, this goes away.
Right.
So we'll be fine either way.
So what's their driving force? Is it money? I mean, they want to be able to say, look, you want, and I guess what they're saying is, look, I'm AT&T, right? And I've got all these clients and you have content, Amazon. You want to get your content to my clients and you're making a fortune because you're charging all my clients. You're going to have to pay me more money because I'm giving you the highway to get there.
Right.
And I guess that makes sense on some level, but but at the same time, the internet is kind of like a utility, isn't it? I mean, it's like electricity, right? That's the concept behind net neutrality is it's so embedded into our daily and our work lives that you can't favor one over the other. You've got to provide
equal
access.
And it'll become more embedded as we talk about Internet of Things on this show. We've had numerous segments on connected thermostats, connected refrigerators, connected what you name it, right? So, soon in the future, if people can't afford maybe to pay for that stream of bandwidth that they need and they're getting throttled back and maybe these things go offline, or they're like, generators that are operated,
pacemakers
and anything that's internet connected in some way. So that could precipitate
insulin
a much
pumps.
Larger problem.
I mean, there are some serious life and death consequences.
And to be honest, I mean, every time I see like the bandwidth in the U.S. comparatively to other parts of the world, it's always like we're lagging behind. Like, you know, South Korea is like has like, you know, 20 times faster internet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it always, so it's like, what? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
It's like these guys are holding back on the internets. And at the same time going, you know, we'll give you a little bit more, yeah. you know, for more money. Kind of like drug dealers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like I tend to fall on the side of net neutrality. I tend to be a proponent of...
From an educational standpoint, yeah. I think, yeah. Competition standpoint and a capitalist, you know, standpoint.
I think it's from a capitalist... Because the argument could be made that that's not a capitalist argument, because what I'm saying is, in a free market... if AT&T controls that bandwidth, they should be able to charge what they want, and the market will dictate what happens.
Right.
I don't look at it. I feel like my argument is against that, but it's still a capitalist argument by saying, I want more competition. Because competition in the internet is not about bricks and mortar and assets. It's about ideas.
Right. And also, the big guys are so big. That, yeah. I mean, it's really difficult to challenge an Amazon right. or a Netflix or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck.
So we'll come back. We'll stay on top of that for you, keep you informed, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.